Blog Talk Radio. say praise. Our Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, praise. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord, hallelujah. Huge thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. I'm so happy to be here with you, one of you, hallelujah. God is so good. So he is so awesome, I'm so high tonight. I'm so excited. Hallelujah, what a shot to shine here tonight. Lord, I know the Lord, hallelujah. I speak to God's people, hallelujah. Echo, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me see. So praise the
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah. But I hope it's my better now, hallelujah. And not cut enough, I say, why, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Jesus, at least clean my life. Mighty Jesus, mighty Jesus, take control, Lord Jesus. We have found something good to the name Jesus, in your name, Lord. In your name, Lord, I pray that it's something good. Easy Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. I hope you people can hear me. So praise the Lord, hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God. So God is all good. God is so all of my sons. So we saw such a hallelujah. What wonderful Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We pray, my God, on the Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Let me know what Cornelius, let me know if it's going to sound good. If you can hear me fine, hallelujah. I pray for the Lord. I hope thank you, Jesus. I'm good now, hallelujah. Jesus, praise the Lord, hallelujah. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You have the answer echo here. That's so strange. I have no echo. Last time I used, I had no echo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord, hallelujah. We stretch. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Come on, dear, and let me change.
Hallelujah.
Let me go to sing music again. success. I hope I'm moving here in a better place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I see heaven.
Great. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you hear me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The success is now better now. Our stars are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, the Lord. So praise my Lord on the lady. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Jesus. My son, Jesus, with 100,000 angels. Clear now any power on evil ones, Lord Jesus. Dark any darkness, Lord Jesus, one for everyone home. One, everyone, G, mighty Jesus, on the left here, he is, Lord Jesus. From my house, if I like Lord, everything, Lord Jesus. Now, 700 angels and angels, mighty Jesus, more present. If they need me in your G, mighty Jesus. Only in your name, Lord, political control, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray, Lord, peace, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty Jesus. Take the Lord control, take you, destroy you, stay control. Your in your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh my, your mighty name, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Give thanks, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. That's a better sound from now, still no castle or noise. So pray, the Lord, thank you, I thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, mighty, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, my son, Jesus, hallelujah, you're in control, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Does it sound better? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Overlapping. Okay. See. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I was the way I doing it. It was working fine. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You was a man. Quit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is very so strange because this is quite new equipment. Only all days old. Hallelujah. That's what it's not supposed to do. Hallelujah. Thank you. That's a huge deal. You gotta look at. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Yeah, that don't sound better now. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, oh boy. Let me go ahead and play on the song back and come back after the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Sometimes I do, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, because
Just to make sure, but I, you know, it sounds so good on Monday that I decided just to leave it alone. Hallelujah. And so, praise Jesus, hallelujah. I was checking later and see what's going on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. So excited. My Father from heaven, hallelujah. It's so good. I want to say shalom, shalom to each and one of you who are here tonight, hallelujah, who have come to hear a word from the Lord. And so, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I have a study to bring tonight. I told the people on Monday, I will be bringing this Bible study tonight, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And of course, the enemy is locked up in hell, but, you know, the darkness, hallelujah, that is up there, is trying to block the message, because, hallelujah, it's such an important message. It's such a blessing message, hallelujah, that we're going to be talking about tonight, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And again, I want to tell people to refresh their browser, hallelujah, because some people are probably were probably in, hallelujah, and they still probably, you're not going to hear bad audio with this headphone. Because this goes straight to the channel, and it's not too good, but it's not too bad. The other one, hallelujah, shalom there, Gary, hallelujah, shalom. It's not too bad, but it's not too good neither, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And so, yes, my brothers and sisters, this morning, last night, it was so awesome, hallelujah. It was shalom there, Carla. It was so awesome last night. Hallelujah, with the Lord, with the Father, hallelujah. It was amazing. And I want to go ahead and share what happened last night. Hallelujah, because I know a lot of people are going to be blessed. And so the Lord, the Father takes me to heaven. The Lord has spoken to me about taking me to heaven for the Father to speak to my life, hallelujah. And so last night was that night. And hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Two to three nights before, I've been asking the Lord that I wanted to see him here, down here. When he comes to see me, I wanted to see him over here. And so lately, I've been seeing the Lord in my room. I was speaking with the Lord in my bedroom, right in my bed. I was praying on my bed, and Jesus was sitting next to me, hallelujah. And I could actually see him. And it was so awesome to see the Lord. You know, to Thomas, she was right. You know, when you see the Lord, when he comes to you and he's next to you and you're talking to him, it is just so awesome. And he's been coming so much to my house here, hallelujah, to talk to me, and I can ask him any question. Well, not every question, but, you know, hallelujah. The Lord is always after the Father's business, so everything it has to be according to the Father's will, after the Father's wisdom. Business, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Not everyone can see the Lord. The Lord has to prepare you. You have to ask him, and then he can make you do that. Hallelujah. Not everyone can see him. Hallelujah. Because I bet you a lot of people want to see him. Hallelujah. But it's something you have to, praise Jesus, hallelujah, ask the Lord. Because not everyone can see the Lord. Hallelujah. He'll prepare your heart. He'll prepare your life. Hallelujah. For sure. Hallelujah. Once he prepares you, anyone can see him after he prepares you for it. Like he had done to my life, and he did with Chum Thomas and so many other people. Hallelujah. They had asked that they wanted to see him, and he had prepared a life. He had put me through preparations. Hallelujah. And pretty much that the Father was talking to me up in the throne about this. Well, let me tell you what happened last night. The Lord takes me out to the Father's throne. And the glory of the Father was so powerful. Hallelujah. It was so powerful. Hallelujah. That I'm telling you, it's you know, some people can say God is like someone taking you and putting you in the middle of the sun with a 4,000 degree of temperature, and the light is so powerful that you cannot see anything hardly. You can hardly see anything. You're being blind by the light. That's how I was in the third heaven of the Father. And the Father had this like this table with this plan for this revival. Hallelujah. This plan that the Father has, it is just so awesome. And the Father was taking me right through to the details of the plan He has for this revival. This is why, you know, I don't hear much people talking about this revival. Hallelujah. And I know it's God's prophet who are listening to me or will listen to this recording. Ask the Lord about this revival. For surely He will confirm it to you. And for surely the Lord will say to you, this revival, it is first in the rapture. Hallelujah. The revival is coming first, then the rapture of the bride of Christ. Here in this revival is what the Lord is going to use us, His bride, His servants. Because that's what we are, servant of God. Hallelujah. Sons and daughters, servant of God. That's what we are. And so the Lord, hallelujah, praise Jesus, hallelujah, is preparing our life. This is why I want to ask each and one of you, great, each and one of you to believe, to walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. It's not what you see. It's what you believe. Remember this. This is very important that you understand how God works, how God moves, how God does everything. We have to believe Him by faith. Hallelujah. In His mercy, He allows us to see when He wants to show us something or when He wants to show Himself to us. But when we walk by doubt and unbelief, you're not going to get too far with God. Hallelujah. And even though He has a blessing on His hand to release it over your life, if you don't walk by faith, like a lot of the people back in Jerusalem, back in the day of Jesus, Jesus went by them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. In grape, I'm telling you this in love. I want to ask you to believe. Please believe God. Believe Him. Hallelujah. Just believe and go by faith. Sight will never get you anywhere with God. Many people who Jesus went by, healing so many other people, they didn't got healed because they did not believe. Imagine that they could see the Lord healing other people, and just because they didn't believe God, they didn't got the healing. That is so sad. It is so sad. Hallelujah. It's so sad because of course he wanted to heal them, but he wanted them to believe first. Let it be done according to thy faith, Jesus said. And so when it has to do with the things of God, we have to, hallelujah, go about with faith. Faith is the key. You're going to hear me say this a lot. And the Father reminds me a few of these things that I'm telling you now. And this is very important because God knows everything. He can hear all things. He can see all things. He knows your heart. He knows your mind. He knows us completely. We cannot hide anything from Him. There's nothing we can hide from God. Believe me, He knows everything. Hallelujah. And so what I wanted to say is, in that powerful light, my Father had me looking at this plan He has over this golden table in heaven. The gold of that table was so clear, so pure gold. I never seen such a pure gold like there is in heaven, brothers and sisters. This is so amazing. That's why some of the people that have had the experience that have been taken by the Lord to heaven and that have walked in the tree of gold, they have been blown away by the gold. The glow, the gold of heaven, it is so beautiful. It is so pure. And on top of that gold, the whole plan that Father God was talking to me about was completely all the plan made in gold. Hallelujah. And Father God was explaining to me my work and all that, what He had planned, and what He's going to use us to do to this revival. It was all about this revival that is coming. Hallelujah. And how He's going to use His servants, those that are seeking Him and by faith, that are believing Him, no matter what they see, and no matter what they don't see neither. Hallelujah. Because a lot of people are walking just by faith. They're not seeing anything. And God's still honoring their faith. God is still speaking to them. And they get dreams and revelation from the Lord. And that is so awesome. That is so awesome. God is so pleased with His sons and daughters when they walk by faith. He is so pleased. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. He gets so happy when we approach Him by faith. Because that's how He wants us to walk. The just shall walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And Father God was showing me this plan he has for this revival, and he was taking it step by step through how all this is going to work out and play, that he completely is going to run all this and bring this revival to us, bring this revival to the earth. God has millions of life at stake, millions of souls at stake here to be saved. This is a mighty plan, and I want to be part of this, because mighty God is involved in this, and he's bringing this. And I hope everyone listening will also join God in his plan and work with Father God in this plan, that they may be used. Because if you believe God, if you work with God, God is going to save your loved ones. Your family will be saved by him. Hallelujah. If you believe him, if you seek him, if you seek to be obedient, if you seek to listen to him and let his will be done in your life, you can be sure, hallelujah, that God will save your family. He will go the extra mile for your family. He will save them. No matter how lost you think they look, no matter if you're giving up on them and you say, oh, this man, this woman, this child, this old man, this old lady, no one can change him or her. God, I'm going to tell you this, God can do anything. When the Bible says he's the Almighty, he is the Almighty. He can do all things, because all things are possible with God. All things. No matter how lost your family, you think your family are. Hallelujah. If I tell you about my grand-grandmother, who I pray to the day Jesus saved her soul. She was a devoted Catholic. Okay, she would pray to Mary every day. Okay, the Hail Mary was on her mouth every day. Sometime all day long. You will go to her house, that's what she has. She had candles lighting up all these idols and things, all these saints, as they call them. Hallelujah. And my grandmother, hallelujah, she was over 100 years old, walking, healthy. I could go to her and talk to her. But you cannot tell her about anything else. Hallelujah. She thought the Pope was this holy man who God had put here, and he talks directly to God and all that. Okay? Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, she was so devoted, Catholic, so devoted to her belief. Hallelujah. And I was praying, because she would not believe anything else. You could walk to her and say, this is what Jesus says according to his word. And she will say, get out of my house. Get out of my house. Hallelujah. But the Lord Jesus is so faithful. God Almighty is so faithful to our prayer. If you pray by faith, if you pray to God and you ask God to save anyone, no matter how lost they are, no matter if they're telling you to their faith that they will never serve the Lord, no matter if they tell you, I will never serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't take their word. Take God's word. Hallelujah. Take God's word. Don't take that word. Don't believe that word. Believe God. Believe God in his word. It is impossible for God to lie. Impossible. And some people make themselves so hard to serve God, and they say this and they say that. And when Jesus comes to them, they melt down right away. They melt down right away. He knows how to talk to people. He knows how to get to them. You may not know how to. You probably try different ways, talking to them in love, hallelujah, blessing them, however you tried, reaching out to your family, and they have not answered. Believe me, when Jesus reached out to them, hallelujah, they will answer back to him. They will know he's God, and they will receive him. If he tells you and I will save your family, you can hold on to that, hallelujah. Yes, exactly, there you go. Look at Saul. He used to chase the Christian. He used to kill the Christian. And when Jesus came to his life, what happens? Saul, why thou persecute me? Hallelujah. And he knew, who are you? I am Jesus, he said. And Paul responded right away, a man that never met the Lord ever. Under the sign, he responded to Jesus, because he's the creator. By him, all things were created. Everyone have to answer to him. And everyone will answer to him. He can speak to the stone, and the stone will respond to him. He can speak to the mule, and the mule will respond to him. Hallelujah. The mule will respond back to him and give him an answer. I have seen that with the prophet. Hallelujah. Remember the Pharisee and scribe, who is this man that even the winds obey him, the sea obeys him? Who is this man? They said about Jesus. Everything obey him. Mountain clap for him. Hallelujah. The sea obey him. The winds obey him. When he speaks, he gets an answer. No one stays shut. If he speaks to the rock will speak back to him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the God we serve, brothers and sisters. This is the God we serve. I'm not talking to you about an idol. I'm not talking to you about a God made of stone or wood. I'm talking about to you about the real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Not right now, Ham, please. I'm focusing on something I have to share with the people. Hallelujah. And so in that glory this morning, in that heaven, the glory of God was so powerful. Hallelujah. It was so powerful. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. That I thought, it was consuming. I had to take a step back from that glory, brothers. It was so powerful. I was like melting. I'm not going to say melting, hallelujah, because of course the Lord holds us together. But it was so powerful, that glory. Jesus is right when he said, "Be thou holy, because I am holy." Because he knows how holy the Father is. He knows how holy our Father is. Hallelujah. And so that's why, brothers and sisters, we need to be holy for God. Pure, righteous. We need to stay away from sin. We need to repent sin. Every single day, as much as we need to repent sin, we have to repent sin. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is very important, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. God is perfect. He demands perfection for you and I. And if he said you and I could be perfect, hallelujah, it's not by your power or your thinking or your knowledge. It's by his power and his wisdom you can become perfect. You can become perfect. God can make you perfect. I'm not saying you will be perfect. I said God can make you perfect. Not by your power or your knowledge. It's by his power, his wisdom, his strength. Hallelujah. It's by him, his might. He can do anything he wants with your life. That's why you can never say no one can be perfect. That is a wrong word to say. Job was perfect. Noah was perfect. God can make anyone perfect, brothers and sisters. He has the power. He has the power to do so. Hallelujah. And in the middle of that glory, I have to pay attention to what my father was talking to me. My father was talking to me. He says, "My son, this is the plan I have." And he was showing me the plan. He was taking me with such a love and care details through the plan, showing me, hallelujah, how he's going to bring this move onto the earth. And it's going to be his glory, his power, and he's going to do all this. Now, before I started talking about this message, about wealth being brought to your life, to God's peoples, because let me tell you, I was hoping that tonight there will be at least 70 people in the chat room. I know we had a little problem in the beginning, but I was hoping that after Monday, after the Lord moved in such a powerful way on Monday, that this brother in Germany was listening to the program on Monday, and the glory of the Lord was in his living room, in his house. And he wrote to me. He says, "Brother Elby," hallelujah. Let me tell you, he says, "Brother Elby, the presence of the Lord was so powerful in my living room in Germany. People from around the world had the power of God all over them on Monday. All glory goes to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord came down to touch his people." And then the Lord allowed me to say, "Tune in on Wednesday." The Lord wants to transfer wealth into his people's hand. It's one of the Father's plan. The Father has his plan, and the Father showed me his plan up in the third heaven this morning. As he took me up there, he showed me his plan. And I'm here to refer his message to his people. And so I was hoping that at least 200-400 people will be joining tonight, listening to the program. Hallelujah, because I know this message comes from the Father, comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. I wasn't too happy this past few days because the Lord gave me a word to give to his people. Hallelujah. And some people have not received the word. A lot of the people that after I gave the word, hallelujah, after I went and gave the word from the Lord was sitting in my room when Jesus was speaking his word to me. And I heard the word from Jesus, and I went and gave out the word to his people. Hallelujah. When the Lord wants people to fast for themselves or their family, hallelujah, for him to do a miracle on the 2nd of August, a lot of people, what they have done is, they have given it to me for me to do. They don't want to do the fasting. They don't want to do the praying. Very little people, very few people have said, I will fast that day. For my, either my husband or my wife or this, or myself, for me to either be baptized by the Holy Spirit or be healed or whatever they ask in God. Very little people. The majority of people, what they did is, hallelujah, they took their family infirmity, their infirmity, they throw it on me. They say, you pray, you fast. It's like they throw it right back on my face. And I got that word right from the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I felt so sad. I felt like I didn't want to do this anymore. I really felt like, okay, this is it, Lord. You know, this is it. But I know I have to be obedient to the Lord and just go ahead and do it. Hallelujah. Do it. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And so it was so sad, so sad. Hallelujah. So sad, brothers and sisters. So sad. Very few people, very few that are really faithful to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. That's not right, Michelle. There, Michelle, that's not right. You still need to fast. Hallelujah. You can fight fasting in the New Testament. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. See that's false teaching there. I have to say that. Hallelujah. That's false teaching. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. That is false teaching. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. You, it's in the Bible, you can fast. You can really fast, hallelujah, without food. You can read it in the Bible. It's hallelujah, almost everywhere in the Bible. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. So, you know, praise Jesus, hallelujah. It's just so sad, so sad. See, some people don't even believe, hallelujah, in fasting. So they got false teaching on their life, hallelujah. And so that is really so sad, really so sad. Praise the Lord. Fasting is in Isaiah 58. It is almost everywhere. Hallelujah. How do you want God to use you if you don't fast? If you don't sanctify yourself to him? Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. It's so sad to hear that from people. Hallelujah. Now I understand it even more now. So much false teaching. Hallelujah. In Europe and the United States about fasting from the Bible. The misunderstanding. Hallelujah. The misunderstanding of fasting. Someone saying that fasting is no longer. That is such a false teaching there. That comes from the pit of hell. That cannot come from heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus himself fasted without food or water. Jesus himself, you can read it in the New Testament. The master, Rabbi Jesus, why if fasting was no longer, why would Jesus fast? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is so sad. Hallelujah. That's really so sad. Praise the Lord. They're breaking God's commandment right there. This is breaking God's commandment. And that is so sad. Hallelujah. And some people listen to that and they can be deceived. That's why I have to call it for what it is. It's false teaching. False teaching, brothers and sisters. We need to be careful with false teaching. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. It's so sad. All right. Let me go ahead now. Hallelujah. And go into the Word of God. Hallelujah. God, let me tell you something. Our Father has awesome plans for his people. And that's what the Father was showing me this morning. He has awesome plan for your life. You may say, Brother Elby, I have made so much mistake in the eyes of God and all that. But I'm going to tell you, God is not going to look at your mistake. If you are repenting, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Yeah, Pamela, you're right. That is so true. That is so true. I'm trying not to insult anyone. I don't want to insult anyone. I want to love people where they are, and I just want people to move forward in the Lord, seeking the Lord to get, hallelujah, to get to know Jesus. I want people to get to know the Lord. And so that's what I'm here for. So I'm not going to tell people you're going to go to hell, nothing like that. I will say false teaching is false teaching. Hallelujah. Fasting is a good thing. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And so, you know, people are full of false teaching. And so we have to meet where they are and tell them the truth and love and say, look, that is not true. That is false. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. No, Panera, don't take it like that. Hallelujah. Don't say that. Hallelujah. We just have to love people and meet them where they are. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And so we got to ask the Lord to give us the love to love people right where they are. I'm loving it because we're having so many people who are in the Catholic religion, inside the Catholic Church, who are listening to the Lord Tower. The Lord is meeting them right where they are, and they are being filled with the presence of God, and they are seeking God. They are coming out of idol worship and all that. And a lot of them still in the church. They're still in the Catholic Church. So the Lord is meeting them right where they are. And so that's what we got to do in love, brothers and sisters. Meet people where they are and help them to move forward in the Lord with the true teaching of God. Hallelujah. Love them right where they are. Just, you know, don't send people to hell. Just love them where they are. Because the Lord can help them. Hallelujah. He can help them come forward. He can really, you know, we all need the truth. And the truth is the only thing that can set us free. Not false teaching or not. That false teaching will never set you free. The truth will set you free. And the truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. The truth is the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. He is the truth. Hallelujah. And so let me go ahead and go into the Word of God. I want to show you through the Word of God that God has a wonderful plan for your life. And we have a great example in the Bible. Let's go to Jeremiah 29. Hallelujah. This is a test of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exile, to the priest, the prophet, and all the people of Nebuchadnezzar had carried to exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Hel-King, I don't know how people pronounce that, and the queen mother, the court official, and the leader of Judah in Jerusalem, skilled worker, and all the artisans had gone into exile from Jerusalem. He entrusted the letter to Elasa, son of Shaphan, to Gemariah, son of Hel-Kiah, in whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon and said, this is what the Lord God of Israel says to all of those who I carry into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses. I want you to listen to this word. This word applies to you this day. And I'm going to show you where. This is what God says. Build houses. Settle down. Plant garden. Eat what they produce. Marry. And have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons. Give your daughter in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also seek, hallelujah, the peace and prosperity of the city which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty God of Israel says. This is a word through the prophet Jeremiah. Do not let the prophet and diviner or diviner among you to deceive you. You deceive you. Do not listen to dreamers or dreams. You encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you. In my name, I have not sent them, declare the Lord. How were they deceiving people? Let me go ahead and post it in the chat room. Hallelujah. This is what God says. This is what God says. Through the prophet Jeremiah, they were deceiving the people. They are prophesying lies to you in my name, says the Lord. I have not sent them, declare the Lord. He did not send them, and they were doing it in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's move on now. Verse 10. This is what the Lord, hallelujah, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise. Bring you back to this place. Bring you back to Jerusalem again, to your own land. Verse 11. For I know the plan I have for you. Oh, I love this part. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen what God has for you in store. For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to hurt you. plans to give you hope and future. Oh, I love this. I love this. You want to know what God has for you? You want to know what God has for you? Listen careful. Open your ears. Pay attention to this word, because this word is for you. This word is for your life. If you don't get this word tonight, if you don't receive this word tonight, it's because you don't want to. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, because this word is for your life. It's for my life. I receive this. I receive this in the name of the Lord. For I know the plan I have for you, says the Lord, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future. Your hope, your plan, your future are in God's hand. In case you wanted to know, they are in God's hand. God has your plan. God has your future in His hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My future, my hope, it's in God's hand. Hallelujah. It is in His hand. There's nothing I can do about my life. All God wants me to do is be obedient, keep His word, continue to seek holiness and righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Be obedient and keep His word. And wait on Him. Wait on Him. Because all my plan, all my future is in His hand. All your future, all your plan is in God's hand. Can you receive this word tonight? Can you receive this word, my brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I receive it. I receive this word in Jesus' name. I receive this word for my life. I receive this word for my future. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is what God has for you. Hallelujah. His plan, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. If you are afraid for whatever reason, you've been struggling in your life and your sin with so much this and so much stuff, but you're still repenting, you're still seeking the Lord. Let me tell you something about these people that we're speaking about. So now, all these people that were carried to Babylon in the exile, they were disobedient to God. They never kept God's word. They didn't listen to the prophet Jeremiah. They laughed at him. They beat him up. They threw Jeremiah in jail. Hallelujah. They did not believe Jeremiah. They did not receive the word. Their life was constant sinning and disobedient before Father God. But Father God is a forgiver God. He's a forgiving God. And He, hallelujah, delights in forgiving you and I. He delights in forgiving you and I. Hallelujah. Because He can raise us up. Hallelujah. He can bring us, He can let us go to the place where we're total empty, we're total dead, we're just full of demons. Everything is going wrong in our life. And then we turn back to Him. We say, God, I'm sorry for my sinful life. God, I'm sorry for my struggling. God, for not turning to You, for not listening to You, for not keeping Your word, for breaking Your commandment, God. Lord, I please forgive me, Lord. I repent. I sincerely repent, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father God forgives you, just as He forgives everyone that was taken in exile. Why were they taken in exile? Because they never listened. They broke God's commandment. They were in total disobedience before God. But God did not hold them against them. He said, this is my plan for your life. This is what I have for you. For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As the Father in heaven this morning was showing me in the third heaven His plan for His bride, for what He has for us in this revival, in these coming days. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He says, hallelujah, that whatever we're going to need is going to be taken care. Show me. He didn't even just say it. He just showed it to me. Look what I have. Plan to prosper us, brothers and sisters, the Father has. He has His plans for you and I. Plans to prosper and not to harm us. Hallelujah. We have a great future in God if we stay to the end. Whoever persevere to the end shall be saved, Jesus said. What do you and I need to do? Persevere to the end. Just like Jesus said in Matthew 24. Hallelujah. God wants you to persevere. Because, you know, not everyone is having good days. Hallelujah. Not everything is fine for everyone. We're all going through something. Hallelujah. But God has plans in store for you and I. When the Father God was showing me up in heaven what he has in store for his people, I was like, my goodness, he is good. He is good. He is the God of Jeremiah. He is the God of the Jewish people. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He has such a great plan for us. Great plan, brothers and sisters. Things that we not know of. Hallelujah. Verse 12. Then you will call on me, says the Lord, and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me. Hallelujah. And will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Boy, is God, hallelujah, calling us to seek him with all our heart. All heart. Not 10% or 20%. Some people say, well, I'll be back here listening. I'll listen to LV. I believe some of it, and I'll just stay back here and we'll see what happens. They're not giving their heart to God. They're not giving their heart to Jesus, to his word, to his promises. Because that's all I'm asking you, to together believe God, to together believe Jesus, together, brothers and sisters, believe his word, that he's faithful, that his promise will come to pass, because God cannot lie. He is not a man that he will lie. He's not a man that he will lie. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. He's not a man. Verse 13, hallelujah. I will be found by you, declare the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declare the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Hallelujah. What a merciful God. Now, some people can sit back and say they deserve what happened to them. They had it coming. But God in his mercy, although they, hallelujah, and they're disobedient, they ended up this way, God has great plan for their life to bring them out to the land and have a great future for their life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God has great plan for you, great future for your life in store. Hallelujah. And all he's asking you and I to humble ourselves and seek him. Hallelujah. Seek his presence. Seek him with all of our heart. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here is Genesis 37. A young man called Joseph. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. A young man called Joseph. In his house, his father, which was Jacob. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, in Genesis 37:37, Jacob lived in the land where his father had stayed, in the land of Canaan. This is the account of Jacob's family. Joseph, a young man of 17, was standing, hallelujah, was tending the flock when his brother, the son of Bilhah, and the son of Zilpah, his father's wife, and he brought their father back and reported about them. Hallelujah. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he has been born to him in his old age. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Joseph had a dream where he told it to his brother. They hated him even more. They already hated him for being a favor to his father. Hallelujah. They hated Joseph because he was Jacob's favorite son, which, parents should never do that anyway. But this is what was going on in Joseph's life. Hallelujah. And then Joseph had a dream where he told it to his brother. They hated him even more. He says to them, listen to the dream I had. We were binding our sheaves, a grain out in the field, when suddenly my sheaf rose up and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it. So anyway, we know what it was. They were going to have to bow down to Joseph. They did not like that idea. They thought, forget about it. This kid, it's out there, hallelujah. And so they conveyed a plan to go ahead and kill Joseph. And they ended up selling Joseph. And we know that all the things that Joseph went through, hallelujah, Praise the Lord, hallelujah. In verse Genesis 39 says, and now the Lord was with Joseph, so that he prospered, and he lived in the house of the Egyptian master, and master, so that the Lord was with him, and the Lord gave him success in everything he did. When the Lord is with you, he will give you success in everything you do. Why? Because God has a great plan for your life. This is why he's calling us into obedience. This is why he's telling us to be unrepentant, to seek him above all things, brothers and sisters. Because anything down here can take our life. Hallelujah. We can focus so much on so many material things that will perish down here. All vanities that are under the sun, says Solomon. People put their mind and heart into it, and they forget about God. The devil keeps them busy, so their soul will be losing out. But God is calling us, hallelujah, to give us wisdom, to have great plan, to bring us to heaven finally, so we can be with him. He has great plan for us. Hallelujah. Great plan. But it's going to take all from your heart in your life to focus on Jesus, to seek Jesus, to love him with your heart, with your soul, with your mind, with all your strength, with all you have. You're going to have to love Jesus. Hallelujah. If you want to stay focused on him, you're going to have to love him with all your strength, with everything you have, all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. That is the first commandment, which many people are breaking every day. Many people are being so unfaithful to God. They are loving God with 50% of their heart, with 25% of their heart, with 10% of their heart, and the rest of their heart is in something else. They may say, Brother Obi, I don't worship any idol. I don't do this, I don't do that. So why is your heart, most of your heart, in other things in your life? God is second in your heart. Hallelujah. When God's supposed to be first, God is second. Most of people's heart are divided in this thing and other things. Hallelujah. Some men say, if my wife leaves me, that's it. I'm not going to be a Christian anymore. Their heart is unto their wife. Some women say the same thing. If my husband leaves me, that's it. I don't go to church anymore. Hallelujah. Immediately they get mad at God. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. Their whole heart is divided. And God is calling you and I for us to give him our whole heart. Just like Joseph. Joseph's whole heart was for God. Hallelujah. No matter where Joseph was standing, he was still serving God. He was still hoping in the God of Abraham. He was still serving the God of Abraham with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his mind, and all his strength. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Where is all your heart, brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. We need to get close to God. We need to have God first in our heart. He needs to be first, not second, not third, not fourth, not fifth, not sixth, not seventh. First. And then everything else, hallelujah. Seek the kingdom, hallelujah, of heaven first, and every other thing will be added unto you, said Jesus. First, the kingdom of heaven first. God first. He has to be first in your life. That's why so many people say, I don't know how to be a Christian. Hallelujah. If you prioritize God, if you put God first in your heart, hallelujah, I'm telling you, your whole life will be blessed. You will be blessed. Your walk in God will be much easier. A lot of people say, oh, this Christian life is so difficult because your heart is not sold out to the Lord. You're not sold out to the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. Somewhere in your life, you are divided. You're giving God 50% or many, even less. And this is a problem. When you are divided in your mind, in your soul, in your heart, with your strength, when you are divided and you're not giving God your all, your best, this walk can seem almost impossible. Almost impossible it will seem to you because you have not given all to God. But when you give all to God, what do you got left? This is wisdom now. If you give your all to God, what do you have left? Nothing. Nothing. If you give all your heart to God, what do you have left? Hallelujah. What do you have left? Praise the Lord. If you're struggling and you walk with the Lord, you got to check yourself. You got to check your heart. You got to check your mind. You got to check your soul. You got to check your strength. To whom are you giving all your strength? To whom are you giving all your mind? To whom are you giving all your soul? To whom are you giving all your heart? Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Because if all your heart goes to Jesus, my goodness, this is an easy walk. Your hallelujah, your burden is light. Because that's why Jesus said, his burden is light. Our burden is heavy. The burden of the world is heavy. It weighs so much, it can kill you. The burden of this world, the burden of sin can kill you. But the burden of Jesus is light. Very light. And it will not kill you. Hallelujah. It will not kill you. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is so good. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, says the Master. Learn from him, says Jesus. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Why is your burden so heavy? Why? Because you're not taking Jesus' burden. You're taking your own. You're taking this world burden. You are being burdened by this world. You are being burdened by sin. I don't know what's burdening your life. But if you feel like your walk with God is almost impossible, hallelujah, you're going to have to take that burden away from you and just give it to God and take his burden. Take his burden because his burden is easy. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. It almost weighs nothing. Jesus' burden, it almost weighs nothing. It's light. Something that is light is like a feather. I think of a feather in my mind. What is something like a feather? That's a Jesus. You want to see how easy it is to serve the Lord? Let me go take a feather from a chicken or something and put it on your head. And I'm going to tell you, walk. You feel uncomfortable? How heavy is this feather? That's Jesus' burden. That's how it is to walk with Jesus. It's light. It is so easy. You walk in peace. You walk in shalom. Hallelujah. You walk in shalom. Sometimes I'm rejoicing and worshiping the Lord here and all that, and then I go online and people are telling me how heavy their burden is. Through emails. Oh, man, this is so difficult, Brother Elvie. They got the burden of sin, the burden of this life on them, and that burden is so heavy, they have not taken the burden of Jesus. Hallelujah. They have not. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you, and learn from me. So what are you supposed to do? You take Jesus' yoke, hallelujah, and you go into the Word because he said, learn from me. And you study Jesus, and you learn from him. That's what we're supposed to do, brothers and sisters. We're supposed to learn from Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes when I'm struggling with something, I start meditating in God. And the Lord, you know, when I sometimes I find it so hard. I find certain things so hard, and that's when the Lord take me to his Word, take me to about him, the Master, Rabbi Jesus, and show me how light his yoke is, his burden is. I'm sorry, his yoke is so easy. Something easy is something that you can do with a little finger. This is my imagination now. With a little finger, something that you can do so easy. What is easy? Can someone tell me what is easy? Something that anyone can do, right? Hallelujah. Is that something easy? Something that anyone can do, even a child. That's what I have in my mind. Something easy, something simple to do. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So why is some people finding it so hard? When Jesus said it's easy. When God says it's easy. Give all your heart to Jesus. Give all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And watch how easy it will be. Watch how light it will be. Hallelujah. Watch how light it will be. God will make it easy for you. When you believe him, when you keep his word, he will make your life easy, easier, and easier until it becomes so light. And you'll be like, my goodness, I wish someone would have thought this to me before. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God can do all things, brothers and sisters. All things. But we need to learn from the Master. This is Rabbi Jesus. He's teaching us tonight. Everything is easy when he does it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let's talk about, hallelujah, the world of the heathen being passed on to us. Hallelujah. And we have a great example in the Bible. Because my father was showing this to me in heaven last night. And so I want to keep on, because I don't want time to go by and not do what God wants me to do. Exodus 12:31 says, Exodus, we know what Exodus means. Hallelujah. And then so it says here, Exodus, during the night, Pharaoh and summons Moses and Aaron and said, up, lead my people, you and the Israelite, go worship the Lord as you have requested. Take your flock and herd as you have said and go. And also bless me. I don't know. Hallelujah. Verse 33. Hallelujah. Then the Egyptians urged the people to hurry and leave the country, for otherwise, they say, we will all die. For sure, they probably would, God would have killed them all. Verse 34. So the people took their dough and before the yeast and what's added, and carried it on their shoulder, kneading through, hallelujah, wrapped in clothing. The Israelites did as Moses instructed them and asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold for clothing. The Lord had made the Egyptians favorable. They post toward the people, and they gave them what they asked for, so they plundered the Egyptians. All the blessing. Hallelujah. God wanted the Egyptians to give his people. Hallelujah. It happens. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. It happens, brothers and sisters. All the blessing. Everything I had in store for the Israelites, they were there for 430 years, like he told Abraham. Hallelujah, slave in Egypt. Hallelujah, slave being beaten. Working for free. Working just for a meal. And so now God said, here's your pay that the Egyptians owe you. And boom. Believe it or not, the devil has stolen so much from God's people. And the time is coming when God is going to have us get our pay back. Get our money back. Get our wealth back. The devil has stolen so much wealth from God's people. But God is going to make sure that his people get their wealth back. In Jesus' name, God is faithful. And he's going to make this happen, brothers and sisters. You know, I hear so much people telling me, oh, I had so much money and I lost it. I had so much debt and I lost it. The devil has come, hallelujah, John 10:10, to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have an abundance. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to make sure everything the devil has stolen from us will be given to us. Hallelujah. When a thief, hallelujah, stole in the Old Testament, he was supposed to give back, I think it was tenfold back. Whatever the devil has stolen from us is going to have to be given back to us 10 times as much as was stolen from us. Hallelujah. Everything that was stolen for us is going to be multiplied times 10, and that's exactly what we're going to get back. Father God, and also everything we have given to God, we will get, Jesus said to Peter and the disciple, 100% fold back in this life and in the world to come, brothers and sisters. In the world to come. My Father was in the third heaven this morning, was showing this to me, showing me the blessing he has for his people. He is going to put it in his people's hands. Not for us just to come wealthy, but for his people to be able to bless the poor, bless his people in Israel, and do so much, because the United States and so many countries are cutting back their finance to Israel. With the bride of Christ, we'll be able to have enough money for us to finance the Jewish people, hallelujah, and help the poor in Israel, help the poor in Africa, help the poor around the world. The money God is going to put in our hands to do so. Hallelujah. And so before we go home in the rapture, before we go home in the rapture, God is going to put wealth in your hand. Hallelujah. So you're not going to go to heaven and say to Father God, hallelujah, oh, Father God, you know, I was so poor on earth. I served you in poor. The devil stole all this from you and all that. And you never did anything about it, God. You never did anything about it, God. God is just. His justice endures forever, too. And his justice is that the devil is not going to keep stealing from the bride of Christ year after year. And the bride of Christ, hallelujah, will not get any justice. That is not fair, and that is not God. Read about the justice of God in the Bible. Read. Read about it, hallelujah, and find out if God is justice. Hallelujah. If God is just. Yes, he is. God, justice, shine. Hallelujah. And there's no way anyone, hallelujah, there is no way anyone can say to God, I, you know, the devil stole so much from me, and you never did anything about it. I struggle all my life. Hallelujah. And you never did anything about it. Hallelujah. Because that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen with Father God. He is a justice, hallelujah, God. He's a fair God. Hallelujah. And he's going to make sure, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Listen to this, Psalm 9:16. The Lord is known by the act of justice. The wicked are snared by the work of their hand. Let me go ahead and post it in the chat room. Just in case anyone has any doubt, it will go away in Jesus' name, and the devil will not keep stealing people's blessing. Hallelujah. His act of justice. There's no way God can go against his word. There's no way. Psalm 111:7. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see his face. Hallelujah. There's no way Father God can allow the devil to continue to steal from his people and do nothing about it. That's not God. That is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No way. He will do something about it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is not going to have you go home in the rapture, go before his throne, and you point finger on God and say, this is what happened to me on earth, and you never did anything about it. That's not God. That is not God. That is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is the owner of gold and silver, says his word. He owns everything. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And no one can ever, ever point a finger to God and say, you were not fair to me. Your justice never reached my house. Your justice never reached my home. Hallelujah, because that's not God. Hallelujah. That's not God, brothers and sisters. Psalm 33:5. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. Hallelujah. God is love, just like his word says. God is love. Hallelujah. God is love. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. So he's going to make sure that your righteousness, your justice, hallelujah, shine before his presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 36 says, your righteousness is like the highest mountain. Your justice is like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animal. Hallelujah. See, it's right for God to preserve you. It's right for God to bless you. It's right for God to do justice when the devils and demons and principality has been stealing from people from thousands of years. That's why the Lord has put them in hell. Hallelujah. Satan and all his principality until the tribulation for them to be tormented. In our righteousness, our justice will shine in the day to come. People, the world will see our righteousness shine. The world will see the bride of Christ shine with the justice of God. God will put wealth in his people's hands in the days to come. Hallelujah. It will shine. That is God. That is justice. My brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. God is so good. Listen to this, Proverbs 13:22. A good person leaves his inheritance for their children. But a sinner will store up for the righteous, for you, says the word of God. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead and put it in the chat room. Why is all these billions and millions being stored? Hallelujah. It is for you, says the word of God. A good person leaves an inheritance for his children, but a sinner's wealth, anyone out there who is wealthy, hallelujah, have a lot of money, the Bible says it is store up for the righteous. It is store up for you and I. Receive that word in Jesus' name. receive it. And Jesus said, don't let no demons steal that blessing from you. It is stored for you, says the word of God. And the word of God cannot lie. God cannot go against his word. No one can point a finger to God in Jesus' name. Because God is faithful. God is justice. He loves justice. And his justice will come to pass in your life, in my life, and God will see to it. God will see to it. That's what my Father was showing me up in heaven this morning. In the third heaven. Hallelujah. He got a great plan for you and I. Great plan. Plan for success. Hallelujah. Plan for success. Great future in store for you and I. I just read it to you from Jeremiah. God had a great plan for you and I, brothers and sisters. Let no demon, let no devil steal your blessing. Let no negative person, let no one steal your blessing. Steal what God has from you. Let no one put unbelief and doubt in your life. Walk by faith, like the Bible says. The just shall walk by faith, not by sight. That's how we're walking. That's how we're walking. Hallelujah. By faith. Hallelujah. And by the mercy of God, I'm allowed to see the Lord. I'm allowed to see things. Hallelujah. But I'm walking by faith. My walk is a faith walk. Hallelujah. And I'm asking you, by the word of the Lord, to walk by faith. Because your blessing, no one will steal it. No devil will steal it. If you walk by faith, if you serve God by faith, hallelujah, and seek him by faith, no one can steal your blessing. Even though, hallelujah, you may be quiet, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. God has it in store for you. And the sin of wealth, it is store for the righteous. The sin of wealth, it is store for the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. It is store for you and I. Let no one steal your blessing. Let no one deceive you, mislead you, or no any other way. Hallelujah. Because the Father of God wanted me to tell his people this word today. That's why I'm surprised there's not 300 or 400 people tonight. I'm very surprised because this is for God's people blessing what God has for them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But people can go back and listen to this program. I hope that the first minutes of the program will not disturb people not to listen to the program. That people will go back and listen to it, and the Lord will bless their life. When they believe the word will come to be true in their life. Hallelujah. This will come before the rapture. People will see this before the rapture. Praise Jesus. This is my Father's plan. Remember the revelation the Lord gave me last month, or a month and a half ago? When I was taken to the throne of God, my Father, and I saw my Father's hand. I saw my Father had in his right hand a net. A net, hallelujah. A net. The net was for him to catch a lot of fish, a lot of soul to be, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of soul to be saved. That was the net for. In his left hand, my Father had a trumpet. And my Father showed me that he cannot sound the trumpet. The trumpet cannot be sound until the revival comes. Because my Father has promised his holy people down here, men and women, a revival to come. And my Father God cannot allow the trumpet to be sound, cannot order the angel to sound the trumpet until the revival comes. Because my Father God is not a man that he will lie. He is not a man that he will lie. And because he has promised this revival, the revival has to come before the trumpet, before the rapture. Before the rapture. He knows how much we want to go home. My Father told me the other day, I remember the last time, the other time, he knows how much we want to go home and be with him. He also wants us to be up there. But my Father made a promise that he will bring a revival. So many pastors, since the 50, my Father made a promise to people, and even earlier than that, that he will. I saw some of the Shaker prophecy back then. We're talking about back to the early 900, late 1800, or even early 1800, that God, in the last day, before the rapture, will bring a revival where people will have the glory of God like never before, where soul from everywhere will be touched and saved in the United States and around the world. Those were prophecy from the Shaker. Hallelujah. About this revival that will come. Those words like the first Christian back then, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. And they had a great movement of God back then. They had like a small revival going on back then where thousands of people were being saved. Thousand people were being filled by the Holy Spirit. And they were speaking in tongues and prophesying and all kinds of things. It was beautiful what was going on back then, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. And that promise of God, see, God cannot make a promise and break it. See, if the trumpet sound first, God has broken his promise. And God cannot do that because he's not a man that he will lie. God cannot have the trumpet sound unless he fulfills his promise to his people. Hallelujah. Because even though those people are in heaven, praise Jesus, hallelujah. Let me explain, brother. Let me go ahead. Hallelujah. Even though these people are in heaven, praise Jesus, hallelujah. Even though these people are in heaven, it was still God's promise to them that he will bring a revival. Hallelujah. And so God, because God, his people are alive. Those that are with him are alive. We are alive. Those that are saved. We know what happens and we know what's going on and we know God's promises. Hallelujah. Imagine if the trumpet sound and we go to heaven and then someone say to God, Father, you made us a promise that you were going to bring a revival before the rapture. What happened, Father? You know, that's not God. That is not God, brothers and sisters. God can never go against his promise. God can never go against his word. It's the last rain that God said he will bring in the Bible. Last rain. Where's the last rain? A lot of people are looking for the last rain. Where is it? It's not here yet. Hallelujah. It's not here yet. Where's the last rain that God promised to his word? Brothers and sisters, you see, God cannot go against his word. Hallelujah. He cannot. He cannot. He's not going to break his word. Hallelujah. Because he'll have, imagine how many people, hallelujah, you know, going back to him, hallelujah, and say, what happened? Hallelujah. What happened with the last rain? I believe it was through prophet Isaiah. Someone can probably look that up for me real quick. Hallelujah. What happened, God? Hallelujah. He's not going to explain himself. Hallelujah. Because God is perfect. God don't make mistakes. God is not a man that he will lie. God is not a man that he's making mistakes. Hallelujah. He's not a man. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. He is not a man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone can probably look that up on the last rain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, we got to wait for this revival. We got to wait for this revival. My father showed me clear. The revival is first and then the rapture. Hallelujah. I know the Lord keeps telling people, hallelujah. Hold on, brother, hold on. I know the Lord keeps telling people, hallelujah. The Lord keeps telling people that the rapture is at hand. It is true. It is true. He wants us to be ready of all time. That's what his word says. And I'm going to look it up real quick. So you see his word cannot lie. God cannot lie. And if he says something through his word, he's telling people what he said in his word. Hallelujah. He's telling people what he said in his word. So we will be ready. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Look, Matthew 25:13. Therefore, keep watch, because you not know the day or the hour. So why is the Lord keep telling to his prophet, get ready, my people, I'm coming for my people. He has to, because we have to be ready all time for the rapture. We need to be ready, my brothers and sisters. If the Lord, hallelujah, don't tell us to be ready, people, look, the Lord's still telling people to be ready, and people are still going into sin. People are still sinning left and right. Hallelujah. So he wants to keep us awake, alert. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Matthew 24:44. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come in an hour when you do not expect it. Why does Jesus want us to be ready? Because he is coming when we are not expecting him. That's when Jesus is coming. If everyone knew when Jesus was coming, people will be sinning until that moment, until the day before. They will be sinning. They will keep on sinning. They will keep breaking God's commandment. They will keep going to the club drinking and say, oh, I'm not concerned. I know when the rapture is going to happen. And so what I'm going to do is, this is my plan. A day before, I'll quit drinking my beer. I quit my cigarette. I quit my marijuana. I quit my coke. I'll just, you know, praise Jesus, hallelujah. I'll stop doing this and that day before, and I go home in the rapture. You see, God knows how humans being are. Hallelujah. He knows how we are. He knows us. He created us. You think God is surprised the way we act? He's not surprised. He knows us pretty well. Pretty well. Before we even think, He already knows what we're going to think. Before we even speak, He already knows what we're going to say. He knows us, brothers and sisters. No one can deceive Him. No one can deceive God. No one can lie to Him. That's why the devil, when he goes accusing you, he don't go lying to the Lord. He don't go lying to the Lord. He goes with the truth. And He's the father of all lies. Imagine that. The devil is the father of all lies. He don't go to God with lies. Hallelujah. He goes with God with the truth. Why? Because if he goes to God with a lie, the Lord is going to say to him, get out of here, you liar. I don't want to listen to you. You're a liar. Praise Jesus. So when he go accusing you, it's because you have already committed a sin. You have already sinned, and his angel has seen everything. So his angel go before Satan. Satan go before the Lord. Somewhere in the cloud. He says, oh, look what your servant did. I saw him watching pornographic material and enjoying it. Here it is. I want the right to attack your servant. Hallelujah. And this is why so many people get attacked. I said, Brother Elvy, they write to me, Brother Elvy, why am I getting attacked? Stop. Stop doing the things that you and I know that we're not supposed to be doing. Stop breaking God's commandment. Hallelujah. And the only way we're going to stop doing that is by repenting. Instead of spending time sinning, spend time repenting. Hallelujah. Spend time repenting instead of spending time sinning. Someone say, how can we repent so much? So how can we sin so much then? You see, my brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. God knows us so well, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. That's why he wants us to be repenting. No excuse. He wants no excuse from us. He just wants us repenting. Because we can be making excuses about things. Oh, it's because I'm so weak. Oh, my flesh is so weak. It's like everyone else's flesh is strong and that person is weak. My brothers and sisters, we all got the same body. We all got the same flesh. All of our flesh is weak. So how come someone is stronger than the other? Because someone spend more time in prayer. Someone spend more time in the Bible. Someone spend more time repenting. Someone spend more time fasting. That's how someone can be much stronger. That's the answer to your question. You have that question, there's your answer. There is your answer. Hallelujah. That's how we get stronger in the Lord. Fasting in His Word, repenting, praying, seeking God, being in the Word, staying away from sin, staying away from pornographic material, staying away for, you know, brother was asking me, is masturbation okay for men? No. For women? No. Hallelujah. If you abuse your body, put it through fasting. If you abuse your body, put it through fasting. And see what happens. Hallelujah. I tell you, I told people the testimony of this witch back in the Dominican Republic. She was one of the closest witches Satan had back in the island. She got saved through the prayer of this church and pastor. They were fast. They were praying, fasting, praying every day for her to be saved. The Lord said to this pastor to do this for this woman. When this woman was a teacher, hallelujah, she was a bride of Satan. She was a teacher, hallelujah, of Satan to other witches to teach them how to fly, how to do all kinds of things in the power of Satan. Hallelujah. And she was doing all that. Okay? She was traveling everywhere. She was flying everywhere. Hallelujah. But the Lord saved her, and the Lord said to her, you're going to have to fast every day of your life until I tell you to stop fasting. You cannot stop fasting. Hallelujah. God saved her soul, but told her. The Lord spoke to her and said, this is the way I want you to serve me. Now, hallelujah. But when she was serving Satan, she could not complain now, because when she was serving Satan, 24 hours. 24 hours. And some people were in sin. Some people spent all day, all night, and all day in the barn, drinking, hanging out with their friends, smoking marijuana. And now the Lord is asking them to fast one day, at least a week, for Him. Oh, that's too hard. That's impossible. Oh, you never said no to your friend. You never said no to coke and all kinds of things in your life. Now you're saying no to God, who is merciful, that all He wants is the best for you. You see, my brothers and sisters, how much excuses we make? We make excuses left to right. Hallelujah. We make all kinds of excuses. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. My brothers and sisters, we got to stop making excuses. We got to take responsibility for our sin, our actions, our sinful actions, our evil actions before God. Hallelujah. We got to stop doing what Adam and Eve did in the garden. Oh, the woman you gave me, the serpent made me do it. Oh, wow. It's like God was going to say to Eve, oh, wow, let me give you a hand, Eve. It was not you. It was a serpent. No. God wanted them to be responsible. Take responsibility for your sin. Take responsibility for your action. Didn't I say for you not to eat from that fruit, Adam? What have you done, woman? Hallelujah. You know, as God is so loving, you know, he you know, praise the Lord. But it made him mad. It made him mad because they were perfect. They didn't need to make that decision. They didn't have to make that choice. And God knows that you and I also don't have to make the choice of sin. We can make the choice of serving. We can make the choice to seek Him. We can make the choice to be close to Him in His presence, in His power, in His anointing, in His fire. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, God, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. God can do anything through us. But we have to completely submit to Him. Submit our body, submit our heart, submit our soul, submit our mind, submit our strength. We have to submit in my people who are called by my name, humble themselves. God is calling you and I to humble ourselves, brothers and sisters. Just humble ourselves. That seems almost impossible for some people. Humble yourself and pray. You know, the Lord directed me, told me what He wanted to do for the second of August, for this healing service, where He's going to come down and heal His people, set people free, baptize people, and do all kinds of things with people. Hallelujah. In all eyes, I ask the people was fast one day a week for you, and if you want to do it for someone else, also do it. And people have written to me, they don't want to fast. And someone was saying earlier, oh, no, you don't need to fast anymore. False teaching. Brothers and sisters, hallelujah, obedient. God wants obedience for us. Hallelujah. This revival, someone's asking me about the revival. The revival, hallelujah, again, the Lord knows when the revival will start. He knows how He's going to do this revival and all that. God wants us to believe in, trust Him, and wait on Him because He is the one doing it. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. It's going to come any day. This revival will start any day. It's not going to be for too long because the rapture is too close. The rapture is too close. So the revival is short. It's going to be a quick revival, a quick blessing from the earth. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. When it comes. But, you know, we have to be prepared for it. The Lord has spoken through winds of prophecy. Loma, Sister Loma, He says to her, hallelujah. Linda, I'm sorry. That, hallelujah, He called His people to be prepared for the rapture. And He was working on the life to get them ready. But they are not being obedient. He's not getting them ready the way He wanted to. So some people will not be ready for the revival. Imagine that. You're standing back and watching God doing all kinds of things through people. And you could be part of that, but you decided, no, that, you know, you wanted to do other things. My brothers and sisters, let's be obedient. Let's be obedient to God and His word, brothers and sisters. Let's be like the disciple. Jesus called 12 to come and serve Him and follow Him. And do the work of God. God is calling us now to be obedient. Hallelujah. Yes, it will be sad. It will be sad. Hallelujah. God is calling us now to be obedient. And listen to His guiding. The Holy Spirit is speaking through His prophet. Is speaking to people, directly to people. Telling people, this is what Father God wants you to do. And be ready. and be ready for the rapture. The Lord is speaking to people. God is getting people ready. The Lord is getting people ready. The Holy Spirit is getting people ready. Father God is getting people ready. God is moving in our life to get us where he wants us to be. Brothers and sisters, let's be obedient. Hallelujah. We can do this week, one day this week, though, hallelujah, fasting, and next week, one day for the 2nd of August, hallelujah, when the Lord comes to move and do all kinds of things. I mean, I'm waiting for that day to come, because I know he's going to do it. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. I know he's going to do it. Praise the Lord. And we have so much wonderful testimony of what God has done through people. Why are people, some people, always sitting on the sideline, like many people there back when Jesus was walking in Jerusalem. Some people were seeing other people healed. They never got a healing. They never believed. And then we have a few people like that. No, brothers and sisters, get with the Lord. Get into repenting. Get seeking the Lord. Don't miss your blessing. Don't miss your family being saved. Don't miss your family getting healed. Don't miss that. Time is so short. I'm telling you, just like the Lord is saying, this rapture is close. This revival is going to go quick. Once it goes, once the signs are there, everything is going to be quick, brothers and sisters. People will be shocked. People will open their eyes and they'll find themselves in the tribulation, seeing all kinds of horrible things. That's what's going to happen to a lot of people when they open up their eyes. They'll be like, what? Where am I? The rapture happens? Oh, my goodness, where I've been? I've been too busy, distracted, I'm working, this and that. That's what the demons are doing with people. They're getting people busy with so many other things except seeking God. Hallelujah. Psalm 49:10 says, for all I can see that the wise die, and the foolish and the senseless also perish, leaving their wealth to others. So the world will be left to you now. This is Psalm 49:10. Let me go ahead. Put it in the chat room. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's so good. Hallelujah. So leaving the world to others. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61:6. And you will be called priest of the Lord. Yes, thank you. You will be named minister of our God. Yes, thank you. You will be feet on the wealth of the nation and their riches. You will boast. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. I believe it. I believe it. I receive it. Hallelujah. I receive it, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I receive it. It is God's word. It will come to pass. God cannot lie. The wealth of the nation will be put on your hand by Father God. It is his plan. It is his agenda. Let's, hallelujah, be in God's agenda. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may say, what do I need money for? It's not for you then. Give it to someone else. Believe God. Receive it. And just give it to someone else. Hallelujah. Give it to someone else. I'm sorry, brother, but all the questions you're asking me while I'm speaking, brother, send me an email, brother. Here's my email. Please, brother, here's my email. Send me an email. Any question you have, I will answer it to you through email. But when I'm live on the air, please. Hallelujah. I need to focus on what the Lord wants me to say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I need to focus, brother. Please email me. If you have any other question, email me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Too many questions on the ear. Hallelujah. It's going to get me distracted from what I'm speaking to the people. Hallelujah. This is an important message that I need to bring. Hallelujah. And so we need to, hallelujah, focus on what the Lord has, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. And so the Egyptian, after 430 years, gave the wealth to the Israelite. Hallelujah. That was the plan of God. Hallelujah. God said this will happen, and it happened, brothers and sisters. Because God is not a man that he will lie. He's not going to make a promise he cannot fulfill. Hallelujah. He will fulfill his promises. And so we have to, hallelujah. We have to praise Jesus, hallelujah. Believe his promises. Just believe him. Believe his promise. Receive his promise. Because God is faithful. God is faithful, and His word is true, and He will make it come to pass. God watches over His word, and God will make His word come to pass in our life. Hallelujah. And Father God was showing this to me in heaven, how He's going to bring, hallelujah, all these things to happen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to go into much detail about it. Some people are not ready, hallelujah, for some of the things I have to say. Hallelujah. But I'm giving you the basic. And some people are even having trouble believing the basic. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. God has so much in store for us, brothers and sisters. So much. And all He's asking us is to believe Him. Believe His word. That's why I'm sticking to His word. I'm staying in His word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we will just believe His word. Believe God. And God will, that God is going to bring His promise to pass. God has spoken all these things for many years through His prophet here in the United States and around the world. Hallelujah. Many people are waiting for this promise to come to pass. Many pastors, many ministers are waiting for this promise to come to pass. They are going to come to pass because the Father God made a promise to them, and He's going to stick to His promise. Hallelujah. He's faithful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And God will bring this to pass. My brothers and sisters, hallelujah. He will. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is so good. He is so wonderful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Luke 12:38 says, it will be good for that servant whose master find him ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or toward the daybreak. Hallelujah. Even till the daybreak. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. We are ready. The Lord has confirmed we are at the midnight hour. But even if he comes, as Luke 12:38, toward the daybreak, close to 1 o'clock. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll still have to wait. We still have to be faithful and wait. We have to find them ready, says the Bible. We need to be ready, waiting for Jesus, hallelujah, and His coming. Praise the Lord. And He's been saying His coming is close, my brothers and sisters. And so He wants us to believe Him, believe His word, and wait on Him. Because He's going to bring all these things to pass. My brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Let's continue to pray for souls to be saved. Very important, my brothers and sisters. We don't lose focus on the Lord. We don't lose focus on His promises. We have seen many people come to the Lord through this program. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is faithful to our prayer. Let's continue to pray for souls to be saved. For the Lord to save more souls. That although a few people are backsliding, but more so are being saved, coming into the kingdom. Because that when we pray, the Lord goes and take our prayer to the Father. And the Father answers the prayer, and the Lord goes out and saves a soul. The Father brings a soul to Jesus. Because Jesus said, no one comes to me unless the Father brings them. So the Father goes out, stands out His hand, and brings people to Jesus to be saved. Hallelujah. That's when we are in prayer. Brothers and sisters, prayer is so powerful. The righteous prayer of, hallelujah, the righteous prayer of the just avail much. Much in the presence of Almighty God. We need to continue to pray for souls to be saved. That's why I have asked people, let's get together and join, hallelujah, and for souls to be saved, because the Lord will continue to save souls in Jesus' name. He will continue to do so. Hallelujah. Very important. We focus on soul to be saved. That's what this rapture is all about. I mean, this revival is all about soul to be saved. God, hallelujah, is so righteous. God is so good. God is love. Hallelujah. He gave His Son on the cross to die for the world. And those souls that need Christ out there, that are bound by sin, demons, and all kinds of things, hallelujah, things out there, He is so faithful that He's going to reach out to them, and He's going to save those souls. Hallelujah. He's going to go ahead and save those souls, my brothers and sisters. He wants to save those souls. He wants to give them a chance to be saved before this trumpet sound. Because once this trumpet sound, oh man, it's going to be horrible. It's all suffering and pain and all kinds of things going on. Hallelujah. There will be no mercy going on in the tribulation. I'm telling you, I've seen it. And I've been horrified by it. Horrified by the tribulation. No mercy goes on in the tribulation. Everyone is for their own. Family are completely divided. No one is standing for anyone. Hallelujah. They try to stay together, but it's almost impossible to be together in the tribulation because of all the horrible demons and the killing, people stealing from one another, beating one another, killing one another for food, for little things like that. There's no food in the tribulation, and people are going to be killing one another just for food. My brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we need to get together with God. We need to get together with Jesus and what God has in plan, has in store for soul to be saved soon. And this revival, let's get together. Let's believe. Let's pray for it that we will be found worthy to be ready for God to use us.
Hallelujah.
In this upcoming revival in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, it's so important, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. That we are ready. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So important that we are ready. We are ready for what God is about to do. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because God is going to do it. He's going to do it. He's faithful. He made us a promise to us, and he's going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My Father has all power to bring, hallelujah, to bring all these things to come. Hallelujah. He has all power. All power, hallelujah. He makes a promise. Jesus said, hallelujah, in Matthew 28, hallelujah, that all power has been given by him, hallelujah, in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. Then he said, go and preach my gospel to all the nations, to his disciples. After he said, all power has been given, hallelujah, to him in heaven and earth. Jesus has all power from the Father. The Father has given him all power. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. All power, my brothers and sisters. Very important that we know. That's why we don't need to be afraid of demon or anything. And what's going to happen if the nuclear weapon goes on us? Don't be afraid of those things. Don't be afraid of what men can do to your life. Because you're serving the Lord. And the Lord has all power in heaven and on earth. Don't be afraid of demon. Don't be afraid of Satan. Don't be afraid of no principality. Don't be afraid of any man down here or any evil going on. Don't be afraid. Trust God. Pray to him. Seek him. Trust him. Hallelujah. Trust him. He'll keep you safe. He'll protect you. He will be your protector. He said to Abraham, Abraham, I will be your shield. So will be God our shield, brothers and sisters. No matter what we thrown against us, God will protect us. God will keep us. God will fight for us because he's faithful. He is faithful. God is not going to make a promise to you and I that he's going to break. If we trust him, if we seek him with all our heart, brothers and sisters, the Lord will make all his promise come to pass. He will make all of them come to pass. Hallelujah. Because he's faithful, brothers and sisters. And he wants us to depend on him. Depend on God. Depend on his promise. Depend on his word. Get in his word and say, Father God, here's what you promised in your Bible. Please bring it to pass in my life. I want to see this come to pass. You said the world of the nation will be brought to me, Lord. Lord, I want this world of the nation. You said the world of the heathen will be mine, will be for the righteous. Lord, I'm your servant, your righteous servant. Please, Lord, bring your that world to my life. Bring that in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm claiming that for my life. I'm claiming it for everyone who's listening and believe, Lord. Believe you, Lord. Believe your word, Jesus, that you will bring this to pass over our life, Jesus. You will bring your word to pass in our life. You will bring the promise to pass in our life. In Jesus' name, mighty Jesus. Please, mighty Jesus, hallelujah. Bring this, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Please, mighty Jesus, hallelujah. Please, Lord, bring this word to pass to everyone who believes, everyone who received this word, Lord Jesus. Bring it to pass. I receive it. I believe it. Please bring it to pass in my life, in my family life, in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, in Jehoshua's name. Lord Jesus, I claim your promise. I claim your word over my life. I claim your word, Lord Jesus, over my brothers and sisters' life, Lord, that you will bring it, Lord. Now you will bring it to pass as my Father showed me in heaven that he's just going to make it come to pass. In Jesus' name, I believe it. In Jesus' name, I receive it. Lord, bring it to pass in Jesus' name. Bring it to pass, mighty Jesus. Mighty Lord, mighty God, you are faithful God. You make your promise come true, Lord. You make your promise come to pass, Lord Jesus. You got the power. You got the power to do this, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask that you will make it to pass. Lord Jesus, you will bring it to pass. In Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, I pray. Lord, we pray that everyone, Lord, who will join for themselves to fast, for their family or friends, or anyone to fast, Lord. We pray that you will give them the strength. We pray that you will give them the wisdom, Lord. That you will help them to fast. You will help them to pray. Lord Jesus, to seek you, Almighty Jesus, that you will bring, Lord Jesus, that you will come and heal people on the second and on the fourth. Hallelujah. The second in English and the fourth in Spanish. Lord, you will come and visit the people. You will come and heal the people. You will come and baptize the people. You will come and save people. You will come and bring promise to your people, Lord. In Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, in Yahshua's name, Lord, we claim your promise. We claim what you have said you will bring. In Jesus' name, we believe it. We receive it in Jesus' name. Mighty Jesus, empower your people of faith to believe. Empower your sons and daughters of faith to believe. In Jesus' name, empower my faith to believe. Empower my faith and my heart to believe and receive it. In Jesus' name, bring it to pass, Jesus. Bring it, Lord. Empower your people, Lord, to believe your word. Empower your people to believe your promise, Lord. You are a faithful God. There's no way you can lie. It is impossible for God to lie. In Jesus' name, Lord, that we might believe you, that we may receive your promise. In Jesus' name, Lord, give your people the strength. Give your people the wisdom. Be with your people, Lord. Fight on behalf of your people, Lord. Bending it to your Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Yeshua's name. Anyone that will listen to this program, Lord Jesus, recorded program, you will bless them, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name, they will receive a blessing. Their faith will be increased in Jesus' name. Everyone who receives this word will be blessed by you in Jesus' name. I pray, mighty Jesus, in your name, Lord, in your name, we glorify you, Jesus. Rebuke, Lord, all power of Satan, witches, and warlords will be broken in Jesus' name. All curses of Satan will be broken about, and all demons and principalities from the power of evil, Lord Jesus, hell and earth. In Jesus' name, will be broken from the air. All power from the air will be broken in Jesus' name. Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, mighty Jesus. Break, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Break, mighty Jesus. Hallelujah. All plans of the enemy, Lord Jesus. All obstacles of the enemy, mighty Jesus, break them. Hallelujah. Jesus, empower the faith of your people, Lord. Help your people to grow in your word. Help your people to grow in faith, Lord Jesus, for their faith to be increased. In Jesus' name, mighty Jesus, everyone who has asked for a healing for their husband, the sons, the daughter, anyone, Lord Jesus, we pray, we come in agreement with them, Lord, that you will heal them, Lord. Lord Jesus, by your stripe, by your wound, Lord, you took on yourself our infirmity, Lord. Their infirmity, their sickness, mighty Jesus, we pray that you will heal them, Jesus. You will heal them by your stripe. You will heal them by your wound, mighty Jesus. In Jesus' name, lay hand on the sick, Lord Jesus. Everyone with their sick, Lord, you say, heal them, Jesus. In Yeshua's name, in Yahshua's name. Mighty Jesus, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Mighty Jesus, heal your people, Lord. Heal my sister, husband, my sister, heaven, in Jesus' name. Heal her husband, Lord. Heal her son, her grandson, in Jesus' name. Bring healing to her family. Bring salvation to her family, in Jesus' name. Mighty Jesus, all things are passed away, you, Lord. Mighty Jesus, hallelujah, heal her husband, in Jesus' name. Heal her, his body, in Jesus' name. Empower his faith, Lord. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Help him to seek you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, mighty Jesus. Everyone, Lord Jesus, who have a sick family, Lord, who ask for healing, Lord, we pray, mighty Jesus, that they will be healed. In Jesus' name, by your stripe, by your wound, they are healed in Jesus' name. Mighty Jesus, hallelujah, I thank you, Jesus. Mighty Jesus, we ask that you continue to save those souls. Through this program, Lord, through every program that is in the air, every recorded program, Lord, we ask that you will put an anointing from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Lord, and that they will be touched in a special way. Everyone from every country, from every language, no matter if they don't understand, give them the understanding. Give them the understanding of the language. Mighty Jesus, at least for the time they hear the program. Let them understand it in their language. Let them hear the program in their language. Mighty Jesus, in your name, let your power flow through each of these programs. Let the soul be saved. Let the heart of the people be converted to you. In Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, in Yahshua's name we pray. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All things are possible with you, Lord. All things are powerful with you, Jesus. And I pray, mighty Jesus, that you will bring it to pass. You will bring your word to pass in your people, Lord. That whatever word we claim, whatever word we believe, Lord, you will bring it. You will bring it to pass because you are a powerful God. You got all power in heaven and earth, Lord Jesus. All things are possible with you, Jesus.
There is
your name is it, hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, may the Lord bless, may the Lord keep, may the Lord make you. My brothers and sisters, hallelujah. This is a prayer. May the Lord help you to go out and speak to Him. Hallelujah. Getting close to Him in your prayer. Hallelujah. Jesus, may the Lord give you help. Serve Him. Conquering the Lord, help to be peace. Faith to be obedient. Look, faith to keep His word. Look, faith to be holy, to be righteous. In Jesus' name, to be pure. May the Lord give you the faith, the power, the anointing for you to serve Him, for you to seek Him. In Jesus' name, receive the faith, receive the power, receive the anointing, receive the freedom to serve God. In Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, in Yahweh's name. Receive it, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Your thanks are all things are possible with you, Jesus. Yes, my Jesus, I believe. I believe you. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful day.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.